Welcome to the Leadership Spark Podcast, where we equip you to be the great leader your people deserve. I'm Hampton, joined by my co-host Corey, and today we're going to be talking about momentum. We're actually going to be talking about it over the next several days, the next 4 or 5 days, and we've referenced Craig Rochelle several times on this podcast. He recently released an episode on momentum that has been impactful for us and our team. And really, as a leader, it's really important to assess your team and your business and the results that you're measuring and ask yourself, do we have momentum? And, you know, one of the things that we've recognized is, you know, it's not always easy to measure, but you know when you have it and you know when you don't. And if you're listening to this podcast, if you're a leader, if you're on a team, I'm pretty sure that you're going to want to have momentum. So there's not a button you can press to just create it out of thin air, but hopefully over the next couple of days, through some of the things that you're going to learn, we can help you, one, assess if you have it, but then two, help build a framework for how to find that momentum with your team.
Yeah, and I guess we can go ahead and establish it now. When we refer to momentum as mo means mo equals momentum.
Yes.
So mo, momentum, it can be a leader's best friend when you have it, but it could be your worst enemy when you don't have it. And as a leader, it's like, well, why is that important? Why is it important for me as a leader to listen to these two guys talk about momentum? And why is it important for me to ask some questions around momentum or implement some strategies or systems to help me build momentum? It's very important for a leader. And we've all been on teams where we have felt the momentum. And when we've been on teams when we felt the momentum, it just feels like everything's falling into place, right? It feels like there are wins that are happening that are building on top of each other, that's creating more energy. It's this collective energy that's being built on the team that inspires, activates, brings the best out of teammates. You start to feel this energy on the team moving in this collective same direction, gaining momentum. It's like the flywheel starts spinning faster and faster, or the snowball is getting further and further down the hill, gaining energy and momentum. And that's important for a leader, because when we are in environments where there's high momentum, results are impacted by that. And the teamwork that happens and the collaboration that happens and the energy that's applied to the work that we do is increased. And ultimately, that impacts the business results that we have as a leader. So it's very important, because we could just say the exact opposite for everything we just said of why, what it feels like whenever a team doesn't have momentum. We've all been in those situations. So the question comes down to, okay, well, how do you fuel momentum? How do you build momentum? What do you need in place to be able to build it, to sustain it, to recreate it when you lose it? And those are questions that we're going to answer over the next few days. But I thought it'd be helpful to share an illustration, because momentum is a word that you hear a lot in the athletic context. If you listen to a football game on a Friday, whether it's a college football game on Saturday or an NFL game on Sunday, you will probably hear them talk about how the offensive coordinator scripts the first X number of plays. And the person who's probably the best at doing this is Kyle Shanahan. He's the head coach of the San Francisco 49ers, former offensive coordinator of the Atlanta Falcons when we lost the Super Bowl with the 28-3 Super Bowl a few years ago, which is still very painful. Talk about negative momentum, Hampton. But what he will do is he will script the first 24 plays. Every week he scripts the first 24 plays. Those 24 plays are practiced and practiced. They're executed. The team is confident executing them. They know that if they execute these 24 plays, that they can exploit weaknesses in the defense. And ultimately, the scripting of these 24 plays is to allow the team to be successful executing plays as they move down the field, ultimately to get points and to score a touchdown, ultimately. And so they'll script these first 24 plays and they will go execute those 24 plays. But the whole purpose behind it is to build momentum. And you as a leader can do the same thing. And we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about how you can script the plays, quote, so to speak, so that you can start to build momentum on your team. And so come back tomorrow. We're going to talk about the four factors that fuel momentum. We're going to talk about how leaders kill momentum. We're going to give you questions to ask yourself around momentum, but come back tomorrow. But you can go ahead and start thinking about, as you're going, what are some of the actions that you can script on your team that will ultimately allow you, as you stack those together, to build momentum, get that flywheel turning, and ultimately get the results that you want to get as a leader.